I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, it is.
And it's also
the end of 2020.
And we're ending it as we for movies that we think may get some cover, 2021.
Well, there's the big ones, obviously. Yeah. We know this, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, but the people who aren't as nerdy as we are about it don't know.
Listen, I can't stop thinking about No Time to Die. I don't even care if any other movies come out. I just want No Time to Die. Let's be done with that. Because I've been waiting for this movie since April.
They've been putting it off. And this is, of course...
Then it was November. It was like, I remember in April, they said No Time to Die wasn't going to come out until November. And my heart was just like, it just sunk. And I thought, oh my God, I don't know if I can wait that long.
All right, this is the new James Bond movie.
Yeah.
And it's the swan song of Daniel Craig.
And the other big one is Top Gun Maverick.
Tom Cruise.
Returning to the cockpit.
Looking a lot better than Val Kilmer, I think.
I'm really curious to see how they work Val Kilmer in.
I know. I am really interested in West Side Story, the remake.
I put that on my list because I knew you were going to talk.
Steven Spielberg.
When you say Spielberg is behind it, now I'm curious.
I know.
Other people might be looking forward to Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights.
Now, here's one that I think you would be interested in.
Yeah.
And it's called Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, Scorsese.
Yes, I knew you would know that. And Leo's in it.
And De Niro.
Yes, and De Niro.
So he brings his two muses together.
Oh, and it's set in the 20s. It's got to be mob stuff, right?
Actually, I think it's about Indian reservations and murder. Right. Definitely has some sort of crime and Native American element to it. So you're right. I am looking forward to that one. Eddie Murphy comes back in Coming to America.
Yeah.
After last year when he returned in Dolomite Is My Name. A very simple movie, a very sort of loving throwback.
Not as manic as his usual stuff.
Yeah, he gave a really measured performance. Eddie Murphy coming back to the big screen.
The fourth edition, I believe, of an iconic movie, Matrix 4.
Oh, yeah, The Matrix 4.
Lena Wachowski,
whatever. Yeah, this is going to be really interesting because it comes post the trans revolution, basically.
Okay.
You know? The Wachowskis have said that the first movies are a trans allegory anyway, but then they both transitioned genders. And so now, looking back, I don't know. Will taking the mystery out of it hobble it, or will it make it even more relevant?
And that's a great question. I think you can't beat the first Matrix for its power, its impact. It really changed in many ways the way movies are made.
For sure. Absolutely.
So I think you can't, but I do. I respect what they do.
Yeah. How about Dune?
Yeah, you know, this is one of your favorite directors.
Denis Villeneuve. Yeah, I love that guy.
I wanted you to say that.
Denis Villeneuve.
And they're saving, as we said in our promo, the most valuable asset of the galaxy. And I got to believe it's Scarlett Johansson, but probably not.
I thought you were going to say Timothy Chalamet. Yeah.
Because Scarlett is going to show up in The Black Widow.
Yeah, for sure. She's got her own standalone Black Widow movie coming out. How about Ghostbusters Afterlife returning to the screen, trying to reboot this franchise, this beloved franchise once again? They kind of missed, they stumbled with the last one. Yeah, I do.
Wasn't it all female or something?
It wasn't. That wasn't the problem.
No, I mean, but it was funny. Yeah, that was, yeah. Well, here's one that
go ahead. I got one more for you, then we'll
wrap up. All right,
man,
I've got another one. Venom.
Oh, you care about
Venom? I don't know. No, I didn't know if you did or not. Andy Serkis directing it. But Tom Hardy.
The first one was
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy surprised everybody with what looked like it was just a kind of B, C level, crappy superhero movie. He turned it into something really interesting.
Yeah.
And so now we're getting the sequel.
Okay.
So it could be good. Who knows? If they keep up the wackiness, I'm in. The one that I'm most looking forward to, though, I think from an artistic perspective, is Wes Anderson's The French Dispatch. I'm not sure what it is. Kind of like a European set New Yorker magazine. His usual suspects from top to bottom. Time that guy wakes up in the morning, and that's delightful.
I think you're right. I can't wait for The Wrong Turn with Matthew Modine. People who lived in mountains for hundreds of years, they discover.
They discover Matthew Modine.
2021.
In a nutshell.
But it's kind of fun to speculate. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.